The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Jonathan Healy filling in for Kieran Cuddihy on The Hard Shoulder on this Monday, in for a couple of days this weekend. Glad to have your company. There is a ban likely to be introduced on smoking and vaping at playgrounds, multi-use games areas and amenity spaces that are controlled by one of the largest local authorities in the country, Cork County Council, primarily sparked by concerns about children's health. A councillor with Cork County Council, Jack White, is with us. Good afternoon to you, Jack.
Good afternoon, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm very well. Let's listen to your colleague, Audrey Buckley, who is calling for this ban. Here's what she's been saying.
Anywhere there's amenity areas where there's a public spaces, because right now the law is for within the boundaries of a playground area, no smoking and vaping. I'm speaking about parents sitting on a wall, smoking and vaping. So I would like to see a ban within so many yards within that those boundaries.
So that's what Audrey Buckley is saying. Jack White, do you agree with her?
Good afternoon, Jonathan. How are you? I do, actually. Can I just compliment my colleague, Councillor Audrey Buckley, for her work on this to date? I very much welcome the fact that we were able to debate this at the last full council meeting of Cork County Council. The community spaces that are playgrounds and multi-use games areas and so on are hard fought in communities. Communities often spend time trying to identify suitable sites, lobby the council to put them in place. There's big investment goes in. And there's significant maintenance goes on from council staff and community groups. So it's only fair that these areas are kept free of the litter of cigarette butts and shells from vapes. And of course, there's the health concerns that Councillor Buckley spoke about there in terms of the example that we're setting for kids and the possibility of kids picking up this litter. And then just the general issue of the smoke and emission, I suppose, from cigarettes and from vaping devices. I think there's very good reasons to talk about this and to bring in this ban in Cork County Council. And I welcome the fact that in Cork we're leading the way.
Well, we're having the conversation about it anyway. Are we talking about parks in general? So, I mean, I can understand why there would be a scramble to stop people smoking or vaping either in the playground or next to the playground. But if you're effectively in a field, not surrounded by anybody else, does that mean you can't take out your vape?
Well, look, I hope this doesn't, you know, isn't a judgment on people who choose to smoke, but certainly in public spaces of any sort, I think the issue of littering persists. I mean, we'll often see, and Tidy Towns groups locally will tell you this, in parks, even in wider, bigger parks, you'll often see the issue of cigarette butts or the shells from vapes being present. And that is very unfortunate in what are clean, green, open spaces.
Jack, is that not a different argument? I mean, we've had two things thrown at us here. Number one is children's health, and number two is litter. Which are we going for here?
Well, I think it's reasonable to actually talk about both. I mean, certainly the issue of health in smaller and more enclosed spaces like the multi-use games areas or like playgrounds, I think the health issue there may be more prominent. The litter one is too. I think in the wider spaces, though, it is important to consider the littering implications as well. I mean, like either way, you know, the presence of vaping material or cigarette butts in any open space where people are trying to enjoy the fresh air isn't welcome. They're not adding anything good to the space. And therefore, I think we need to take into consideration this across all public spaces.
Yeah, anyone who listens to me on a regular basis will know that I am an absolute opponent of smoking. Vaping, I'm slightly less opposed to it because it can help people get off drugs. I'm very opposed to the disposal vapes. But at the same time, if people are stupid enough to smoke, should they not be allowed to do it outdoors?
I think within reason, but unfortunately we have a huge issue in terms of littering. And I know we opened the conversation around the health implications and look, any secondary smoking implications that cause health issues for others nearby who are not engaged in it is a worry. But as I said, the littering issue seems to be persistent everywhere. The sheer volume of cigarette butts and of vaping materials that we see thrown around in parks, playgrounds, walkways, on the streets is worrying. So, look, of course, if people want to smoke outside, absolutely, it's a free world. But please think about the implications for the hardworking Tidy Towns groups and the hardworking council staff who have to come and deal with it afterwards.
Okay. The vaping thing is it's a big problem because if you walk around now, you see these little plastic bits and pieces discarded. They've got batteries in them, they've got plastic in them, they've got all sorts that really you could do without. In the North and in the UK, they're banned. Stephen Donnelly introduced a law to ban them here, which seems to have fallen by the wayside. I know you're a councillor, but what are you and your political party doing to tackle this on a national level?
Well, if anything, this conversation has been a very welcome reminder of the importance of seeing where that law is at and bringing it into action. And I will follow up following this conversation today, and I will speak to colleagues of mine who are in government and try to progress this into being. Because if a good example has been set in Scotland and the UK, as you've highlighted there, there's no reason why we should be lagging behind. And you are right. I know people with small kids are concerned about them potentially picking up this paraphernalia. People with pets are concerned that they might pick it up and chew it. And as you say, there's all types of, there's batteries and there's liquids and so on. And it's not a nice sight around, but it's also very potentially dangerous and hazardous as well. So absolutely, we need to enact that ban without delay.
Mm. One text on this, Jack. Who is going to police this? Last week at a children's playground, two women walking their dogs spoiled areas around the swings and the sandpit. Presuming the dogs did it, not the women. When I highlighted to them, I got a torrent of abuse that I couldn't repeat. Is there some poor unfortunate individual with the peaked cap being sent in by Cork County Council to police this?
Well, we're very fortunate in Cork County Council. We have a very active litter unit and litter wardens working in the unit. Of course, look, it's going to be a needle in a haystack to try and police this across all the public spaces we have in a county the size of Cork, or in fact in any local authority. But we have a very good track record in this country, to be fair, of when we bring in changes like this. So we look at the smoking ban that was brought in about 20 years ago. We look at the ban on plastic bags. The law comes and there's a period of change and flux, but then there is an adherence, and you'd hope that there's a sense of kind of collective action, collective responsibility. We certainly hope that anybody who is smoking would think about those around them, think about those who they're impacting, council staff and tidy towns.
So the council will effectively give someone smoking a hard stare. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, look, I'm sure there will be imposition of littering fines and so on if people are caught in breach of the regulation if it's brought in. But sincerely would hope that the very fact of it being brought in and publicity around it would send a message out there and hopefully see those who are smoking behave a little bit more fairly to their neighbours and friends and so on.
Jack White, Fine Gael councillor in Carrigaline, thanks very much for joining us on that. I just cannot understand young people who start vaping, other than the fact they do it because of peer pressure and accessibility. Because what they're doing is they're becoming addicted to something that is going to be a financial burden on them for as long as they continue to do it. And I remember, little ignorance is a wonderful thing, standing in a shop in Killarney one day with a bottle of Coke that I had in my hand and a bag of crisps, whatever I was doing, and somebody in front bought a popular brand of vape and it cost 19 quid. And I remember thinking at the time, going, "How many of them a week are you working your way through? 19 quid, and you have become a commodity there." And again, then the person went out to pick out the little label and put it on the bin outside, which is another little bugbear of mine. Do you think this is going to be worthwhile if it does come in your local park? Would you support it? Or more importantly, would it make a blind bit of difference to the person who's going to vape and smoke anyway? Because we may have stopped people smoking indoors, but the fellas who think that they can have quick vape inside, no one will notice apart from the smell of cotton candy in the air immediately after them. I mean, these guys want to do it anyway.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.